Idioms in context. My boyfriend took time off from work one Friday to move to a new apartment. It was a lot of hard work. When I got home later that evening, I was exhausted. I wanted to give my boyfriend a call and cancel our plans for the next day. My boyfriend also got a brand new phone number for his new apartment, but as of yet, I had not learned it by heart. I usually keep all the phone numbers I need at my fingertips in my day planner. Unfortunately, I had not written his number down. The only way I could think of to get a hold of my boyfriend was to call the operator and ask for Mike Williams' phone number. I called the number that the operator gave me, but I was taken by surprise when a woman answered the phone. "Hello?" she said. I asked, "Can I speak to Mike?" The woman said, "He is taking a shower right now." I was shocked. At first, I didn't say anything. "Is there anything that..." she started to ask, but I cut in. "Tell him to call his girlfriend when he gets out of the shower." I hung up the phone quickly without waiting for the woman's answer. I was a bit upset. However, I tried not to dwell on the fact that a woman was in my boyfriend's apartment while he was in the shower. I knew Mike made friends with the neighbors when he moved in, so I assumed the woman was his neighbor. She was probably just helping him clean the place up. An hour passed, and Mike had not called me back. I called again, and a man answered the phone.
"Hello?"
he said. The voice was strange. All of a sudden, I realized that it was the wrong number. The operator had mixed up my boyfriend's number with another man named Mike Williams. I said, "You're not Mike." The man said,
"And you're not my girlfriend. I've been trying to explain that to my wife for over an hour."